Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. With Valentine's Day rolling around again in a couple of days, like many people, I'm going to be shopping for chocolate for my wife. Standing in front of the counter at Walk & Foos, I'm always amazed by the sheer variety of the chocolates available. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you could say the chocolate, that's a romance unto itself.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you know, and I think people know a little bit about it, but there are all sorts of different variations and whatnot. So I thought, especially as you're getting ready to maybe make some chocolates for Valentine's Day, we might just run through what we got.
Yeah.
I mean, basically it's a food that's made from roasted and ground cocoa beans mixed with fat, typically cocoa butter. Sweetened usually with powdered sugar, depending on the level. I just break chocolate down into three simple categories: dark chocolate, milk chocolate, and white chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dark chocolate, actually, in some recipes, especially European pastry books, it's called plain chocolate. It's produced only from cocoa butter. There's no milk fat included. Depending on what you're trying to make, for instance, bittersweet chocolate, I remember as a kid going through the cabinet, finding what I thought was chocolate and biting into it. And being thoroughly disappointed.
Yeah.
It's intended for baking and it has extremely low sugar content. So it's incredibly bitter, yeah?
Yeah.
Then there's semi-sweet chocolate. The dark chocolate is called semi-sweet. The European Union requires at least 35% cocoa solids in that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a standard in this country, but it's obviously noticeably sweeter than bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
And just on a side note, there have been plenty of published articles about how dark chocolate is good for your blood pressure.
Yes.
So don't panic.
Yeah.
Milk chocolate, on the other hand, is cocoa butter with some sort of milk mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously much lighter in color. And every manufacturer sort of has their own version. Sometimes powdered milk is used, condensed milk, partially lyophilized milk.
Mm-hmm.
The famous Henry Nestle, he's the guy who invented using the condensed milk.
Really?
And this is sort of what I think is the benchmark for milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a touch sweeter than a lot of other milk chocolates.
Yeah.
And this is the one I think you're going to use a lot for baking. Milk chocolate is going to show up in a ton of recipes.
Yes.
White chocolate is the one that's a little bizarre. It is only made from the cocoa butter, sugar, and milk solids.
Oh.
So there are no cocoa solids in white chocolate. There are a few different types. One of the ones you'll typically find, I mean, just in terms of for baking, are either the chips or the round nuggets.
Right.
It melts really weird. It's a bizarre one. And you know, traditionally you'll be melting this chocolates over a double boiler.
Yeah.
I find it's a waste of time to try and melt white chocolate over a double boiler. It's best in the microwave.
Okay.
which is also a great way to melt any chocolate.
Yeah.
I don't waste your time setting up a double boiler if you're trying to melt white chocolate. It's not worth it.
No. You got some good recipes for us?
Oh, yeah. We'll throw a bunch of stuff on. And all I can tell you is you get what you pay for.
So
buy the best chocolate you can. You'll have the best experience.
We'll put this all on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.